views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully we're up everywhere. Kind of missed the intro on YouTube, but we're here. It looks like we might be up, but we are up live on audio. So I want to say hello to everyone in chat over on YouTube. I see that we have Candace over there, and it's great to see you back again this week. We missed you last week. And over on Facebook, I got Carter, my producer, helping me out at the station with the Facebook chats. If you're there and you have questions you want to put in there, go for it. You can also call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. So what are we talking about today? Well, we have a big topic. I want to put some good information out there. I want to put some good information out there on spiritual awakening, the signs, the symptoms, what it feels like when you're being called to awaken and change a major path in your life, the physical symptoms, the experiences, mind, body, emotions. I want to talk about that today and some things you can do to ease into this, because this is an historic experience that we all came here to do. We all have a different path we're taking. Everything is unique. And what I'm going over today is some guidelines for it. We're focusing on a lot of energy today. It's all about the energy behind what's going on, what you might be feeling, what you might be experiencing, the rapid changes we're seeing out in the world today, what you might be seeing in your own life. And wow, I mean, this is just, the list goes on and on. I also want to tell you that some of the things I'm going to talk about today are some of the most common that I have heard people share and what I have experienced personally. In fact, you know, I even had some recent things, and I'm going to tell you about it just to give you some good example. And it's my unique experience just to share, because I'm in it with you. We're all in the same boat really with this. There's been a lot of discussion about solar flares causing some of the things that we're experiencing, and it kind of messes with things, electronics, weather, how you feel. I don't know. All I know is what I've experienced, and some of it seems to be, but there is no real, and that's what's interesting about this when it comes to energy, metaphysics, spirituality types of things, there's not necessarily going to be a concrete proof like they do in a science lab, okay? It's not like that. This is going to be what seems to resonate with you, because it draws you to go inward. It draws you to go to a place where I'm feeling that. Yeah, that's making sense to me. Or, no, that's not working for me. And then you move on. I mean, it's going to be different for everybody. So this isn't going to, I'm not trying to say this is it. I'm trying to share information I've been gathering, what I've been seeing, what I've been feeling, what other people are saying, just so you can get some sort of gauge to see where you might fit into some of this. So it's been a big one. It's been a big on how a lot of people are feeling with things these days. So I do I do encourage you to just try to open your mind a little bit if you're new to this. This is a metaphysical approach. This is spirituality. It's not to try to tell you how to believe, anything like that. And yes, every day I work with angels to help guide me in this. They've been my best friends, really, with this, because, you know, sometimes it can get scary. You don't know what to expect. Of course not. We're in a brand new place. We're not going to know from one minute to the next. We're not all going to have it fine-tuned. So my intention here is to give a group effort here. So I would love it if you shared what you might be experiencing. Give us some feedback on that, whether in the chat or call in. Love to hear what you may have had happening with you. And if you've had some interesting experiences in the last week or two, I'd like to narrow it down to that, because that's when there was some interesting energies that were lining up. Between Mercury going direct, we still have Jupiter that is retrograde. That'll be for a while. The solar flares, all this sense of something big is around the corner. You know, you feel that. And then if you've had anything physically happening to you that pans out to be nothing medically wrong, if you've had emotional overload and you're just feeling like you're in a dumping ground for, oh my gosh, there's just so much and I just can't seem to stop feeling all this stuff. If you've had anything like that, if your mind is wandering and exploring things, where are you with that? So that's what we're talking about. And I'll go over, I'm going to share what happened to me. Because wow. And I study it, right? I tell you guys that all the time. It's like, I study this all the time. And I was a bit taken back. I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to be here today, but here I am. And it's like it never happened, but it did. It did. It really did. Let me tell you that, and then we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll get busy with all this while you guys are thinking about what you want to share. Last Saturday, I felt great. Last Thursday when we did the show, felt fantastic. We had a great show. We had some great people interacting and sharing. We just had a really great time last week, and it was awesome being with you guys. Friday was fine. Nothing. I got up Saturday. I was so excited. We finally had a warm day. We usually are much warmer, but we did have a warm day. I went outside and I couldn't wait to just dig both hands into the ground and start working my garden. I had it all set up. I was going to plant my organic herb garden. I do that I love having an organic herb garden. And then it hit me. All of a sudden, I'm not so good. I have excruciating pain all the way through my spine. I hadn't hurt myself. I'm shaking. I got chest pain. I got you name it going on. I'm a headache. I felt like I had fire going through all of my nerves. It was kind of scary. I'm not going to kid you. I was like, what is happening here? I kept trying to call out to family. Nobody could hear me. I have had this experience before where they can't see me. I go to the grocery store and nobody can see me. I'm like, okay, that's just weird. But he's right here in the same house. He can't hear me, see me. I'm thinking, okay. So now I'm like, am I still here? Am I still here in this plane? So I kept taking deep breaths, and it wanted to really take me down. It wanted to scare the living bejeewies out of me. It wanted to frighten me into doing an old response. Finally, I went, wait a minute. I have a team. What am I doing? What am I thinking? I know this. I immediately called out to the angels. I said, okay, guys, am I leaving my physical body? What's going on here? What do I need to do? What do I need not to do anymore? Tell me what to let go of, what I can do, where am I going with this? And immediately, they just said, it's not anything physical. You're going to be fine. This is a complete energetic shift in the DNA. That's what they told me. I've read about it, and I've had some vibrational things, but not quite this intense. And I'm sharing it with you guys because I'm sure some people out there have had some experiences that scare you. And I don't want you to be frightened. At the same time, you don't know whether you need to call 911, right? But because I could not get any attention from anybody or get any, I'm right out there in the middle of a neighborhood where people are doing stuff. Nobody could see or hear me because they had me and they reassured me. Long story short, that entire day felt like an energetic detox like I've never had. I just did everything I could to detox. I had to just pull in, withdraw, and stop. 24 hours later, I'm completely fine like I am right now, like nothing ever happened. Yeah, I know. I definitely made sure I was okay. I'm absolutely fine, absolutely nothing going on. Perfect blood pressure, perfect heart rate, but not on Saturday. So this is an example that I experienced. Now, whenever you have something intense happening, do not hesitate to make sure you don't have a medical need that needs immediate attention, okay? And don't think I wasn't considering and looking into that because I didn't know what was happening. So I was doing everything I could to get the attention of whatever I needed, but there was like, no, you stay with us. And I, you know what it did? Finally, I was like, why did that happen? Why did that happen? And then I realized and I knew I was brought to the edge of feeling like that's it because I needed to really see clearly what I believed and trusted. And I knew that I trusted my intuition, my higher self. I knew that I had to go with that. And some people would probably think, you're crazy. You should have blah, blah, blah. And if I could have got attention from somebody, I probably would have done that. But something just did not let that happen. So I'm sharing this because I know that a lot of people have been feeling a lot of stuff that's very scary. Absolutely go check it out. My situation is unique to me. That doesn't mean if you have that happen, don't do anything. Nobody, no two people are going to have the same exact thing happen. I do want you to be aware of that. No two people are going to have the same thing happen. So please know that. So that's just one experience that was very intensified. So I started doing my homework and found out we had some of the highest energy surges that day, the electromagnetic fields and everything else. I went, okay. And then a lot of different things started lining up. I started getting messages that were quite interesting about my history and the way I am with natural medicine and shaman roots. So there you go. So it continued to. I mean, you turn on your headset. I have a wireless headset that I'll put on when I'm busy doing things to my phone, my iTunes. And I turned them on and then a shamanic journey comes on. I'm like, what? And they were revalidating. I didn't turn it on. If I had gone to try to find this thing, it was something I've had since 2009. You know, I've had it for a long time, just some drums beating. And I'm like, I couldn't have found that if I had gone looking for it. It was so deeply buried in there. And it just starts playing. So, you know, they just kept validating and giving me more synchronicities that, yes, we want you to trust your natural ability to heal. I know, but no wonder, you know, I'm in energy healing and love it. It's totally making sense because that's what it's about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start diving in. I want to give you some of these other signs, common symptoms, signs, experiences. Then we'll go into what we can do about it, and we'll see what everybody else is saying out in chats. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream. You can check that out at my website, jenroyster.com. It's live streaming on Facebook, on Transformation Talk Radio's Facebook page. I've shared it to my pages at Facebook, and it's on my YouTube channel as well. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.com.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Wow. And we do have some information and some experiences coming in on the chat. So I want to read those. Let's talk about what we're feeling first. So we're going to include that and some of the other things that I have researched and heard from others on this spiritual awakening ascension symptoms. Spiritual awakening signs, I wrote it that way in the title because spiritual awakening is that begin, you know, you're awakening to seeing that there's something beyond or more than what you've been experiencing. The ascension symptoms are part of what happens when the old has to come off, purge off of you energetically, which affects us physically and emotionally sometimes because we're healing, we're releasing. Our DNA is calibrating to a higher frequency in our own electromagnetic field. The whole thing just kind of runs together. It's really crazy. So let me start over on YouTube. We have, let's see what we have here. Okay, looks like it starts. Hi, Raven. Hi, Raven. It's good to see you here too. She is sharing, Jen, I'm finding myself feeling in a roller coaster ride of emotions. Yeah, it's like all over the place, and that's not usually, yeah. One minute I want to cry, another I'm happy. Also, last weekend I started having pressure headaches. I also have seen people, I think that's what she means, getting trigger. I see people that do inner work are coming out in a positive way, and people that aren't are lashing out. I feel it is a purge of emotions. Okay, that's a good one. Let me share that something about that very quickly. What I've experienced as an energy healer, spiritual healer, working with many people over the years, and I've had it with myself, is if you're not aware that you have emotions that are coming up to be, and they're going to come up whether you're working on it or not. If you're not working on it, it's a pretty bumpy ride for yourself and the people around you, honestly. You know, it just is. And then there's this part that takes you, you just lash out, you react, you respond, because it's just going to find a way out. Let me put it that way. So I believe that's what she's sharing. I've seen that happen. The other thing that I've noticed is that when you do the inner work, when you finally go, you know what, I'm not going to avoid this anymore. I'm just going to go where it can feel very emotional. It can feel heavy, happy. You sometimes are grieving a loss. You feel a little bit of all of the above. But that is actually going to be a smoother ride because you're easing in to the experience that way. There is a way to ease in. So I just wanted to share that. Let's see what also we have. Candace is saying, yep, I am in the same boat. 1 minute a wave of sadness will come over me. I check to see if it's me. Then I remind myself the emotion isn't mine. Good point, Candace. I want to remind everybody to be the witness of everything they're experiencing, especially if it's something from the past coming up or a fear of the future of what might happen. You haven't experienced it yet. You're not in your now when you do that. When we come into our now presence, like, no, I'm right here right now. I look around. I'm fine. But you're feeling or experiencing something from the past. Remind yourself, find a way to remind yourself somehow, some way. I'm witnessing like I'm watching a movie and rewind, or I'm repeating, you know, you're not actually in it anymore. You're witnessing it from something that happened before, but it's not here now. It really helps. It helps in that gentle releasing of the pain that may have happened from the past experience. So I wanted to share that. Let's see what else we have. Crazy intense energies for sure. The pressure headaches. Yes, headaches are a big common one. I had it too when I was having that experience last week. It was just that nothing could help. It just felt like something just needed to just find a way out. And that's what it was doing. I'm going to share some things that really help with that, guys, in the show too. So I want to go over what everybody's feeling first. Let's see. I have to make myself, Candace is saying, I have to make myself go work out. And that's the only thing that really makes me feel almost normal. That's a very good way to do it. Work out, walk, drink a lot of water, things like that. Working out or doing some kind of physical activity helps move energy. You're just trying to move something that may be stuck. And so that's a very good thing to do. Let's see. Somebody else does. Raven is sharing that painting and listening to drum beats. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Gardening. See, I like gardening. I like to get out in nature. I just love nature. I connect with all of that. The wildlife, the plants, that's what I do. The drums, yes, they will ground you. Drums, if you think about that earthy primal beat to the drums, it'll help you with the grounding because we need to stay grounded when we're going through things. Very good. Whether you're listening to drums, I have a neighbor that plays drums and my grandson plays drums. So we have drums. Let's see, Sharon, hi Sharon. I had the flu in February and now feeling like I'm getting a cold. I'm not prone to seasonal allergies. Are these symptoms? Could be. I can't validate that for you for sure, but absolutely it could be. Mine was last week. I do that a lot. It's like you come down and one of the ascension flus, it's called ascension flu. You feel like you're coming down with something major, but you're not. This is how I know when it's energy for me. 9 times out of 10, it is for me. That's just the way it's always been. It's not like it's always that, but if I'm coming down with all these weird symptoms, like, oh no, I'm really getting ready to get really, really sick here. And it's gone like it was last week, like in a day. Oh, I was running a fever last week too, by the way. Fever, extreme high blood pressure, heart rate was like 110. I was in tachycardia. I mean, it was crazy. I've had all this happen before. I've run fevers of 104 to 105 for absolutely no reason. Go into the emergency room and they're throwing their hands up in the air. They don't know. This has happened to me over the years. Well, it was happening again Saturday too. That's another one. When it comes, because you're never going to hurt yourself if you address the energy behind something, or if you've just recently been through something emotional, or if there's something you're avoiding, or you just feel like, you know, you feel like you've been in an inward thing with that. Definitely you want to take care of your physical body. Drinking a lot of water. I always hit spring water, reverse osmosis water. We have that. And then we alkalinize it. And put the minerals back in. That's what we drink here. I double up, man. I drink water all the time, but I double up on that water. And then I go, I do anything that clears off energy, because if it's something that's trying to come up and out, you'll help it and it'll ease. If it's energetically based about the ascension, it will go away like it never happened, like a storm passed through. It's like, here, gone. That's one of the things I've noticed consistently when I experience it. Don't know if that's going to be for everybody. You have to eat lighter. Almost go, I'm not trying to tell you to eat vegan, but honestly, if you back off things that take longer to digest, which if you did that, that would be most of the meats. Just back off, eat light. And a lot of water. I also add in organic coconut water. I back off sugars. Yeah, I don't do sugars anyway, but, you know, just that's what I do. I mean, I really thought I was a 911 last Saturday. That's how serious it was. And in 24 hours, it's completely gone. If I was coming down with the flu, that would not be gone, right? So think about how you can logic that out. Now, let me go over to Facebook. Hi, Katia. Katia has a question. Hi, Jen. I do have a question about ascension symptoms. I'm an empath and I feel energy strongly. Ooh, yeah, you will feel these. Whenever I'm around someone, my face feels hot. Yep. I get a bit dizzy and I need to get away from that person. What does it mean? How can I lessen this feeling? Okay. Good show for you today. I have that happen too. If you ever notice, and you'll probably do, I mean, no matter what I do, like I'm already feeling it right now because I'm picking up and feeling all of you. It happens every week. I've been doing this so long. It's not like you get nervous, because once you do live, but so much, it's like whatever happens, happens. I don't get nervous about a show, but I start getting very hot in a show. We have the AC going down to like 64. In my house right now. So I'm in the refrigerator so I don't overheat, because every time I process energy, whether it's mine or someone else's, I get very, very hot. I also work with Archangel Michael with that a lot to help me pull it off, because you don't want to keep it. You just want it to pass through. An empath is going to feel things from another. As soon as you realize I'm feeling this from another person, it's an detachment for us as empathic people. It's a detachment, because empaths naturally, we feel like we've just got to save the world by feeling it all and processing it for you. Oh, it's just a natural thing that happens that we have to keep in check. We did come here to be a gift to the world. It's not a negative. However, we need to learn how to use it so it can be an amazing, amazing, powerful healing tool for you and for others. It is important that one of the empath lessons in life really is learning very quickly how to, okay, decipher that's mine. Nope, that's not mine energy. Ooh, you process your own, not anybody else's. You will feel it pass through you. That's the witness thing again. But when you're processing your own, that's your deal. You are processing that. When you're trying to, and sometimes we will naturally absorb, and that's how I work with healing and intuition. I do have to tap in to feel and pick up things to do a reading. But then what do I got to do after that? I got to let that go. You don't keep it. You're just letting it pass through so you can kind of read it as it goes through. So I'm giving the perspective of how that can help, but it's a practice and being aware, because right now my face is doing it. I mean, my face is on fire right now. It's super hot. I mean, I'm hot. Hands and feet will be hot a lot when you're burning and processing energy off. If you've been running hotter than usual, and you know it's not menopause and all those other things. I mean, I would have had, I've been like that my whole life. I get super hot like that. And you don't do that at 10 years old, right? So you are burning off the energy. It's kind of a transmutation. It's purifying it. However, you will get worn down if you're trying to just do it with your own field. So that's where letting it pass through and letting it go can be huge for you, because we are never going to have enough energy to process the whole world and what everybody else has going on. The other thing that can really help you detach is being aware that I can't process that other person. I'm feeling them and I'm starting to feel the drain. And when you do feel the drain, sometimes you do have to take a break. You're not going to be perfect at it. The goal is to be able to walk around in the world, but not take it on. But sometimes we have to do that in steps and stages as we get stronger. So you do have to take your breaks when you need to. People will feel much more draining to you than others. They're not trying to do it. They probably don't even know they're doing it. They have no idea. But if you're trying to process and help them and fix it, or you can't detach, you do need to pull away. Give yourself a break. And the other thing is, we need to leave their energy with them, because we're getting in the way of their own healing if we don't. Now, as an energy healer, I don't heal everything for someone. I'm helping them process and heal it on a spiritual level, emotional level, all of that stuff, you know, helping them face those things that they've avoided or to process that, find their way to where they can move forward and let that stuff go. That's healing. That's very powerful healing. And then your physical body follows. So let me say that. Now, let me go over some of the other things that I had here, because the heat, man, I know when I'm on fire like this, and I get this way whenever I'm doing a show, because I've got all of the energy of the audience out there, and there's hundreds of people listening in several different ways out there. We have the headache. Now, dizziness comes with those headaches, by the way. Anybody had the dizziness? You know, you're just like, gotta stop. What about a time lapse? You feel like you lost time. Or the invisible, or they can't see me or hear me. Like, I've had that a few times. Yeah, that's interesting. Exhaustion. You go from you can't sleep and you're loaded with energy to exhaustion and you need to sleep for like 2 days. These are all signs, symptoms of the ascension. What I want you to think about when you're feeling some of this, and some of it's not very comfortable, I know, because they're related to the chakras getting an upgrade. The chakras, like, for example, if you're getting the jaw, teeth, headaches, dizziness, it's going to be throat chakra and up, third eye, you know, your higher chakras. A lot of the stuff with the heart, third, fourth, and fifth chakra seem to be quite active right now. Second chakra has been active as well, but those three, four, and five seem to be running a race together, because you have your self-confidence, you're questioning things. Third chakra, you know, what's your identity? You know, who are you? Is there more to it? Your heart chakra, all those emotions. You could even be feeling the fluttering, the chest pains. definitely seek out if you're not sure if that's okay. Guys, always do make sure you're okay. I mean, I'm not trying to tell somebody to not go see a doctor or emergency room if they feel like something's going on. I would never say that. Never. I mean, don't throw logic out the window. You're going to want to use your logic with your intuition in ascension, because you will be experiencing things that have no logical reason. More, you will. And then you go, okay, let me just rule some things out here. And you can use logic to do that. Like, well, let me just make sure I'm medically okay, or let me just make sure. Usually that's a wasted trip or something most of the time, but you don't want to ignore it. Sore throats, throat infections, okay, things coming up because the body is literally going through a metamorphosis, going from a third dimension density, DNA, the cells, and how they hold consciousness and how they hold frequency. And if the frequencies are coming in higher, it's got to upgrade all that. It's got to upgrade all that. That's what ascension symptoms and all this is. Okay, it's getting rid of all that old debris. It's getting rid of all of the old programming. It's getting rid of all of the old everything that you're just not going to need anymore going and living in a higher frequency. Now, when you go through something and you feel like, okay, is this ascension or is this, you know, what's going on? Just like that's why I shared what happened last week. Absolutely. I was like considering that I needed to make sure, but then it all worked itself out to where, no, it wasn't. It was that again. Well, just like you, my energy, my healing abilities, my intuition and psychic abilities are all taking an upgrade, and I'm adjusting to that as well. So everybody's adjusting at a different level. Yeah, I know. Muscle spasms in the neck and back. Eating patterns. You might be starving, can't eat enough, and then you go to, I don't want anything. You'll shift. Or what used to be just fine, never bothered you before, now you can't eat it at all or you get sick. Look at what it is. Look into that food item that's doing that. That's huge. That started for me back in the 90s. Just couldn't eat meats anymore. I can't. They just don't agree with me. And I just feel better if I don't. I just don't eat them anymore. And I wasn't making that choice for a cause or anything. I didn't even realize what was going on. I just knew it was not bothering me too much. And it just keeps going on and on. So everybody has individual. Another thing, let's see. The flu, like we talked about earlier, the flu becomes intense. Sometimes you'll feel like you can't quite get over a cold, but when you go and get it checked out, you're fine. You might need to do some more detoxing on that energetic level, do some energy healing. Now, guys, it's not a brand new thing, but it's a free one that I have to get people started on energy healing. I did attach it to this episode. But if you don't have that course over on my website, that is a free get you started on how to clear your energy. Perfect for this. Perfect. Because there's a lot you can do for your own self-care. So if you don't have it, go grab it. Okay. The link is posted. I believe it's posted on both. If you go and look on YouTube and hit the little top right corner information, it's in there. And it'll take you over there. And on Facebook, I think it's attached to the live stream here. But on my website, you just go into the Learning Center and grab. I've got two free classes in there. One's on energy healing, self-care. The other one's on meditation. I'm encouraging everyone, if you don't know how to do some of this yourself and this is new to you, go and get that. It's free. There's no obligation to nothing. It's just a free short class with about 5 lessons that'll help you get started. Because right now, with all this going on, this will help a lot. And that'll get you started into some, and then you can build on that because it's absolutely great to do that with. Let's see, what else do we have? We have anxiety, the breathing issues, like, you know, overwhelm. Has anybody had this overwhelming come over them and they're like, good grief, I can't seem to handle anything? What about that? Remember, wanting to change your entire life, wanting to get rid of things you have, stop the job you have, change direction, relocate, move. I mean, if you've been feeling anything like I need a completely different life, that is a spiritual awakening. That's an interesting one because it kind of gets you on the path to start. So let me go over really quick here before we go to a break. Let's see what we have here. Some other people running fevers. Okay, Sharon had the flu thing. Okay, Sharon, a lot of water for you. Coconut water if you like it. Some people don't like it or can't do coconut, but coconut water has a lot with electrolytes that are really good. Candace, I run fevers, not as high, but still around 100 for no reason. Just all of a sudden, I have a fever. Water is very powerful. Yes, water. Water holds memories. Absolutely, Candace. I like the sauna as well. The heat almost counters the body heat. Sauna. Yeah, that's kind of the I've lost. What just happened? There we go. I hit my own sound. I know. What, they want me to not hear you? Come on. So here we go. Where was I? Oh, the body heat in the sauna. That's interesting. That's kind of what happens. You can sweat things out. That's a detoxification and perspiring and things like that. I can't do those too well. I have trouble with my heart just going too fast when I do those, but I love being in tropical weather and humidity, and I just kind of let it happen out in nature. So I kind of use that sauna, which if you don't live in a humid area, oh, it's like a sauna. My heart skips a beat. My heart skips a beat and I get dizzy. Yeah, nothing wrong with my heart. It just happens. Okay, yeah. Water will help balance out that. But guess what else does? And this is a natural pepper. You would want to check this out to see if it works for you. But cayenne pepper. I know cayenne pepper helps regulate heartbeats. It's a natural shaman herb, but you need to check and see if that's going to be safe for you. If you're on things for your heart, you have to make a decision on that. Sometimes that doesn't work so well. So just know that. So that is a little tip there. We need to take a short break before we come back to wrap the show up. So stay with us, guys. I got a little bit more I want to share with you, and we have some more that's coming in from the chats. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back to the show. So a few more things and some tips before we run out of time here. We also had on the YouTube chat, we said, like, I can't drink alcohol anymore at all. I didn't have a drinking problem. I just felt awful with even the smallest amount. Now gluten-free, less meat, no dairy. Okay, you got rid of all the inflammatory foods, so that was your common denominator. If you didn't already know that, I think you did, though. But for those listening to that, if you're like, wonder why it's those combinations, a lot of that dairy, you know, when you look at things, if you have an inflammatory response to things, you're looking for what causes the inflammatory response. You reduce that, huge difference. Now, we also had over in Facebook chat, Gail. Hi, Gail. And Gail shares, after encounter with people in turmoil, I am drained for days with headaches and energy less. Yeah. Yeah. The compassion helps us kind of hook in. We don't realize it, but our compassion and that we care as a human and a soul for another soul going through something, or they're all over the place and it's chaotic, because that says turmoil. That gives me the vibration of chaos. And I just don't feel that chaos is, you know, that's just going to drain anybody, because chaos is all over the place. It's over here, it's over there, it's over here, and it won't settle and it keeps changing. And it's just constant and it's constant. And no, you can't settle into anywhere to rest. That's what I was getting from that. So let's go over. We went over a lot of different symptoms, and there's a plethora of them out there, guys. May not have addressed the one that you're having, but regardless if it pans out that they can't figure anything out, just keep it in mind. It's energetic. The first thing I would do is go energetic. You can always clear energy. You can always do that. I provided the free class so you could learn how to do things for yourself without any cost to you, a gift for you. You can go to an energy healing. You can go and work with a healer. You can work with me, you know, that's why I wanted to put that out there for you. So let's go over some other things we can do. First of all, you have to make yourself a priority when you're feeling drained, overloaded, overwhelmed, any of these symptoms starts piling up, that's your body, the antenna for your energy field, letting you know you have an alert notification. You need a timeout. That's what it is. You need to stop and take care of you for a moment. If you listen to the gentle nudges that the body will give you before it turns into a full-blown major one, you will find that it will ease you through the ripples of this a lot easier. It won't be so difficult. It won't be a huge, like, flu knocking you down or something major, okay? But if you were to start paying more attention, like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little tired. I don't have a headache yet, but I feel a little tired. I need to take a 30-minute break, a 15-minute break, something. Or are you one that just keeps going, oh, I can get to it in an hour. I want to finish this up. You might need to do some rearranging of your schedule a little bit. If you did that before it turned into a full-blown migraine headache or puts you down with a fever and makes you feel sick or anything else, it's a whole lot better, okay? Yeah, it catches me too. It did last Saturday. I didn't really feel anything. It was very sudden, but I don't really know about that one. That one I'm still processing, but just know that you can work and gently ease that off. And so energy is always something you can do daily. I highly recommend a daily energy clearing right now with all the intensity of the energy going on. That would include a lot of water, because water is a conduit that can help flush the energy out. It grabs on and flushes it out. I use the salt baths, the Himalayan salt. You can use baking soda and Epsom salts together to help pull energy off. That's an amazing experience. You can just pull it off that way. Some people go, I don't do or take baths. I've had people dissolve it in a plastic pitcher and take it into the shower with them. You guys have heard me say this before, probably, if you've been with me for a while. But for new people that have never heard this before, really good stuff you can do. Some people do a smudging. They use smudge sticks and they smudge themselves in their house. Whatever method is yours, you can use many different methods to clear energy. Meditation. You can sit there and literally detach the cords with a visual meditation. So that's some of the stuff that I provided in the course. Another thing is, you want to take that time to cleanse, detox, rest. You want to realign your schedule if you're starting to feel things. That means that something's out of balance in your life, which, what was April all about? Balance. And if you're starting to feel these things a little bit, like I had to do it too. I had to go, okay, I got to balance something out. I need to relook at this. I need to be more flexible with something changing all of a sudden. I need to make sure I'm not taking on or attaching. And definitely I've had to watch or limit my exposure to certain experiences, things, situations that just wear me out. I can't do it, you know. I don't do a show every single day. I do one once a week because of all the energy I feel when I do it. And it's not that you guys have bad energy. It's just that empathically, I can feel all that, right? So see, I'm sharing because we all have to get a priority with this. It's really important. So another thing that I do that I love is I go walk on the beach, get near the salt water. That's the salt bath thing, or salt water. I also go outside. You want to work on making sure you're grounded. Grounded, 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 guys. Remember grounding. The drums. Remember, we talked about the drums. You can use essential oils. I love essential oils. Absolutely love them. Lavender is a very nice one that works with just about anybody, children, babies. It's safe for animals except cats. Toxic on cats. But it's a beautiful and has a nice fragrant, clean scent that you could put into your home. That one is very good for that. And I like the French lavender essential oil. And I always go for the therapeutic ones, by the way. Another big one that is going to help a lot, and some people like, I can't be in the sun at all. It might be time to reevaluate how you feel about the sun. At least be outside. The sunshine is not going to do anything but rejuvenate, especially when emotions are heavy, sad, depressed. You want to get outside. Get outside. Sit in the shade if you have to, but get outside on a sunny day. Go for a walk. Give yourself 15 minutes. If you work in an office, go outside and take a break for 15. Do something to get a little bit more of the sunshine in your life. Another thing that's probably one of the most important things And it's so easy. Well, I'm saying it's easy, but for people that are super serious or super busy and don't feel so happy right now, that might be harder. But you need to get some fun back into your life. You need to get the fun back in. You need to laugh at things. You need to lighten up. Whatever it takes. That's going to be a creative project for you for some. It's like, you know, but you need to have some fun. If you've got all of the fun out of your life, where that's a drain. You don't have nothing to relieve some of the stress of life. You have to have something that counters the stress, and that's what the fun part is. That's taking good care of yourself. That's laughing. That's lightening up. That raises your frequency, and it feels a lot better. It also helps to purge, and you detox, and you're not getting attached to the lower frequencies. Empaths, heads up. That's what can happen a lot. You're getting caught up in getting attached to the lower frequency, so you need to have fun so you can detach easier. It's huge. It's a big deal. And I'm out of time, guys. Woo. So I want to know how you guys are doing. If we didn't get to it today, we will get to it next time. I will be back in 2 weeks, guys. I won't be here next week. I will be back in 2 weeks live. I love you all very much, and we'll see you then. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.